Previously on Previous Little Liars.
Because you know that I'm in love with my brother!
I'm sorry, but Nanny Carrie, she is up to no good. Well, I think Arya's gonna kill him before he can kill her. Just don't bring it to her, is all I think.
I think just because you accused him of being A. I
accuse everyone of being A. This is indiscriminate A. Accusations happening here. This is everyone's A.
Welcome back, all our Pretty Little listeners, to Previous Little Liars, where we're going through season one of Pretty Little Liars, but only by watching the previously ons. I'm Todd the Librarian, the only member of a panel who's actually seen season one of Pretty Little Liars. With me today is someone who's finally found a safe place to land. It's Adam H. Adam, how are you doing?
Is this a safe place to land, Todd? I don't even know if this is safe. Oh my God, here we are at the end of season one. This is crazy.
Yeah, we got lots to talk about. Next up, someone who asked me if this is all a joke. It's Marissa.
Yes, but I also have no words. The words, I cannot find them. After watching that, I don't know what to say.
And I just gotta say, before I do the last person, like, I watched this recap over a week ago, and I've been like excitedly waiting for y'all to watch it because fun times. But finally, we have someone who's going to sleep tight no matter what because she's the queen of naps. It's TV Lindy.
That is me. Thank you.
All right. So as we alluded to, some big stuff goes down in this recap. So let's not dilly-dally. Starting off, the liars are sitting together on a bed watching the video of themselves and Allison at a slumber party on the laptop. Emily says, do you realize what these videos are? And Arya says, he has been watching us for years. Then the video changes to Jenna unbuttoning Toby's shirt and saying, there's nothing wrong about us, Toby. We're not really related.
Boy, is this just never what you want to see?
Or hear. You never want to hear those words. Wait.
Yeah.
No.
If you ever have to say those things, you're probably too related. Like, you know, if you ever have to think about it or say it, like, it's probably a problem.
Probably.
Okay, but like, just for a minute, for like a moment, how did Ian do all of this? Like, what was it? Was like through the wind again? This was the early mid 2000s. It was a time, and during this time, they had website pages. So I don't really know how the video equipment was not noticeable by these people. It must have been like hidden behind a tree or something. I don't know. I just have to say, like, Ian, yes, you did a super creepy thing and you should totally be held accountable for it. However, have you thought about a career in reality television? That's pretty much where I'm at with Ian's skills at the moment.
Think he misses calling?
Yeah, like he totally could have, you know, set up the Big Brother house or something. I don't know. It's like,
yeah.
How do you not notice that you're being at that time? I mean, I don't think we had nanny cam technology.
Not everyone had a Ring doorbell. There was no spy cam for, you know, people in there. So,
yeah. I mean, if you're putting something out there, I don't know. I don't
remember.
It'd
be very easy to have filmed them and have them not notice. You just stand with your phone or your little camcorder, like. It wouldn't be that noticeable.
Well, I guess that's true.
They're busy making out. They're not looking out the window. They should close the blinds.
They're talking about genealogy. Like, it's less making out and more, you know, family reunion. Like, going on in there, which is unfortunate.
Lots of stripping your relatives at your family reunion.
I don't know. Not for nothing, Toby, as the resident creep, you should know if you're being videoed. You're the creepy guy who watches from the outside, you know.
I want to be clear, I'm not victim blaming in this situation. What happened to them, not cool. Like, I'm not saying, oh my God, how could you not? I'm like genuinely curious as to how this was accomplished.
All right. So following that, we now cut to Jenna saying, Allison's so cunning. If that video gets out, we will lose everything. And she's saying this to Garrett, who's not in uniform for once. He says he won't let that happen and takes off her glasses, then kisses her.
I had zero clue who that was.
Yeah, me too.
And I was gonna have to ask. Okay, yeah. That was Garrett, that cop guy, and he's remember when involved we just, with Jenna.
Remember when we just gave Lindy Garrett on her team? We were just like,
he sure did.
That'll be fine. Like, we don't even who is this guy? We didn't even care. We were just like, Lindy, you can have him. And now here he is, three recaps in a row, just going strong, heavily involved in the main plot. Like, what is going on here? Is Garrett her brother too? You think?
Like, oh my god!
No, she's not.
Like Jenna has a type, is what you're saying.
I mean, she might. Also, Jenna's for sure blind. They would not show us this. Like, I feel very confident now that Jenna is blind. Basically, confirming my poison glasses theory, more or less.
more or less.
More or less.
But also, like, there was something on her face, like there was a scar of some sort as well, so there, I don't know if maybe then when you put the glasses on, acid pours out of them and then into your eyes.
Okay. Oh, admittedly, I'm like, not, is there,
or it was, maybe it was a shadow, I don't know, I saw something on her forehead.
I'm seeing like maybe a small birthmark. I'm definitely cheating, I have this like literally, it's like full screen right next to me, so I don't know. Is there supposed to be a scar, Todd? Do we like see a scar there that maybe I'm missing?
I'm not sure.
Oh, then okay. I just saw a shadow of some sort. But anywho,
it could be. Could be a poison glass blind. Scar. Yeah, she's definitely blind.
It could be.
Well, and also just to follow back up on the her and Garrett thing, because we saw Garrett tailing Spencer.
Yep.
Last episode, right? And then she's involved with Garrett. So there's something going on.
Well, and they also said something to Garrett at the police station when we first were introduced to him of like, you're on that side now or something like that. So
yeah. Garrett really the dark horse of season one.
Yeah, just moving out of A-list.
Absolutely nowhere and is now like thick as thieves with these girls.
All right. So next we see Arya looking at Ezra's website page again with pictures of him and Jackie. Then Jackie appears at Arya's door and asks if it's the Montgomery's house. A flustered Arya says, "Excuse me," and walks away, leaving Jackie on the doorstep. Ezra says Jackie was the first really serious girlfriend he ever had. Arya says him not telling her about Jackie was a lie. And he says he's sorry.
Was it a lie?
There had to have been more than just he didn't tell her about Jackie.
Like, what about Jackie did he tell her about?
Yeah, like I think there has to be like another piece of this.
Well, I think the piece is, why is she at Arya's house?
Well, I think, okay, so my answer for that is Arya did some snooping, found the website, thought, oh, wedding planning and events over on the side, and decided let's book her to scope out the competition.
I think it's her parents planning a remarriage ceremony.
Oh, like a vow renewal situation?
Well, or a recommitment.
They give a divorce. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is her half sister.
They do look similar. There are some
uncomfortable with it.
Really?
Yeah.
First of all, Lindy, I have to hand it to you. You're very consistent on the calling out of the brother, sister, sibling relationships.
Yeah.
But also, I can see your point. Yeah. I can see your point.
So they do look similar. They do, he definitely has a type, even if they are not, you know, related.
Here's my thought. You know, they look a little similar. There's that. And then also, like, she's showing up and she's like, is this the Montgomery house? It's because she's looking for one of her parents.
Oh, like she independently found her way there. She was not summoned.
And then Arya's like, wait a second. I've seen your picture on a website page. I gotta go.
BRB.
Fitz, how could you not tell me?
How could you not tell me? You used to date my half sister who didn't know about me.
Exactly.
Okay, so you don't think this was Arya snooping and you know, finding out, bringing her in, luring her in?
You go ahead.
Maybe Arya found the page that doesn't make sense. I don't think this is about Arya snooping. I think those two things are independent.
My other theory is that this Jackie was involved with her, like Arya's dad.
Okay.
There was, you know, like the whole, like her dad did something with students or something like that. And maybe she was a student of her dad, and there was some shenanigans.
That would be even weirder if she was the
sister. So Fitz has dated Arya's dad's mistress and Arya's dad's daughter.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's
yep.
Arya, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would have made that beer that they got really,
really awkward.
Really weird.
That's my theory. I'm sticking to that one. I feel better about that than poison glasses. Yeah.
Whoa, hey,
I mean, I can't believe you're throwing shade on the most logical theory that's ever been said on this podcast.
If that proves of poison to be right, glasses.
I mean, if it proves to be right, I will get you a deep dish pizza or something. Oh, I don't know.
I like it.
If it's correct, and if we can prove on a previously on that it is correct, then
I like catching the bets there. Like if previously on says the words poison glasses, you know what?
I really love that hedge, because in that world, you think that there is a chance, not a chance that they did this, that they poisoned the glasses, but then will not show us on a previously on.
Yeah.
I love that you're like, oh, they might have done it, but maybe they won't show us. I really like that hedge. It's really good.
All right. So next we see the scene of Hannah confronting Caleb about spying on her, and then Mona ripping up the note that Caleb gave her. So no new information there. But then we see Emily after her being absent last recap. Her mom tells her that her dad's assignment had been extended. He wants them to move to Texas for a year.
Are we shipping Emily off? Is this the last of Emily? What's happening with Emily?
Absolutely not. This is a fake drama. Not fake drama, but it's just drama, and they're gonna end up staying.
Oh, I feel like she's gone for season two. She's done.
Just makes season
a,
two
makes a dramatic return in season three. The actress was busy for a season, couldn't do a year.
Like she got a movie 11 or something.
Yeah, like I don't even know who this is.
I don't know. I don't know, like a Hallmark movie, a Lifetime movie.
Yeah, something like that. Ben Affleck's name was attached to it, and then it just, you know, I don't know.
It's like locked up in some sort of Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
This movie.
Exactly. And then she's back for season three. That's my official prediction.
I have to disagree. I think she's still there every episode. She's just a little more boring than the others, so we don't see her as much in the recaps.
Do you think she replaces the camera in the situation and she is now just like spying on her friends?
Oh, maybe she's like taking a little sabbatical. Like she's leaving, but really she's and going to be spying at everybody. I don't know. She's very boring. She's just like not involved in what's going on, which is unfortunate for her, I guess. But I don't know. There's so many other juicy things happening that I can forgive one little, maybe they'll ship off to Texas for a year.
The show's not going to go to Texas. I know that much.
If she
goes, she's gone.
We have to stay in Ravenwood or wherever we are.
Rosewood.
That's pretty close, actually.
Yeah. I mean, Ravenwood is the spinoff, I believe. But Rosewood is
where we are. Spinoff?
Wait, that's real? Is it a place? What is a Ravenwood?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out someday.
Oh, maybe I had just like heard that name somewhere and put it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So the next scene is Spencer telling Toby she's never had a safe place to land, but now she feels like she does. And they kiss. And the important question, Lindy, was this kiss chemistry any better for you?
It was better. I still wasn't getting maybe the passion I would look for in a television kiss, but it was better. And you know what? I'm shipping them. I'm here for it. Stoby.
Oh my God. Wow. That is a tough ship name. That is a really tough ship name.
Would you prefer Tenser?
Maybe.
I mean, that might make people feel tense watching it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Brilliant foreshadowing in this moment. That's all I have to say. Place to land where you land in, Spencer. What's going on? Foreshadowing.
Nice call. Cause that leads us into the part where the recap really ramps up. And if you're listening to this and haven't watched the show or the recap, so right now I'm talking to you, Tom Palmer, who I know listens to us without ever having watched the show and never watching the recaps.
Watch the recap, Tom. What are you doing here? It's like 30 seconds. Just watch it.
he wants to just experience it through us, which I appreciate it. I appreciate the commitment. But here's where things start to go, skyrocketing.
Now a quick break for some ads.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Scene starts with Ian confronting Spencer in a church, telling her Melissa would want him to take care of this. Spencer says, "You're going to take care of me like you took care of Allison?" And then asks if he killed Allison because she found his home movies. Then we cut to the church bell tower and they're struggling, like the kind of wood breaks and she's kind of dangling over the side as he's holding her. She says, "If you love my sister, you won't do this." And he says, "I'm doing it because I love her." Then he shoves her off the side and she grabs onto the platform, at which point a hooded figure appears. Ian asks what they're doing here, and the figure throws him off the side. He falls, his neck gets tangled in the ropes of the bells, and he appears to be dead. Lot to unpack there.
Wow.
Wow.
So, and I was going to say, watching three of their fate, we watched the recap together for the first time. Watching the three of them react to this is my favorite thing. I wish I had like screen captures of like just the jaw drops from all three of them.
It was crazy. I mean, it really was, right? Like, this was a crazy moment. I can't even imagine how wild this actually was if you're watching in real time, right? If you're going through this whole show, you get to this end here, and we're only watching the whole thing summarized over the course of like 10 seconds, 15 seconds. I bet this scene was electric to watch, like the full end of the season. Like, I'm a little upset that we did not get to watch the full experience of this. That being said, this was so wild from start to finish. Number one takeaway, Ian absolutely did not kill Allison. That is, I feel so strongly about that. It's like not even funny, because the number of times that she was like, "Is that why you killed Allison? Is that why you did her?" Not one time did he admit to that. And if you're about to kill somebody, I don't know why you wouldn't just be like, "Yeah, that's why I killed this other person as I'm about to kill you." Like, if killing's on the table, then you're not afraid to tell that, you know, you've killed before. That being said, I don't even know that he was actually there to kill Spencer. I don't know, like, how deep or meta we want to get into this. I don't know. He didn't kill Allison. I don't think he was there to kill Spencer. Who knows who threw him off? And then the other thing I want to say, when Spencer pulled out the flash drive, I really thought she was about to pull a gun and just go pop, pop, and just like get Ian right there. Obviously, that did not happen. I don't know. I just like saw that. I had a vision there, but you know, different show, I guess.
I thought the same thing. And then she pulls out a flash drive, and I was like, oh, okay. But I agree with you, Adam, that I don't think Ian killed Allison, because you're right. We never saw him admit that. But what I think is that I thought it was interesting how he was like, "I'm doing this for your sister," or whatever. I think that Ian thought Spencer killed Allison, and so he was going to like kill Spencer or something, just so that, like, you know, her sister's reputation wouldn't be tarnished or something.
Or there's some sort of threat, like Melissa's involved in the death of Allison in some way, and Ian is doing this to protect Melissa.
But doing what, I guess, is the question. Like, are you both on the train of like he was trying to kill Spencer there? Like, maybe this is like my alternative. I know that's like what they, I have to imagine that's how the scene wanted us to play out, right? Like, that's certainly how they wanted people to think. I almost think it was more of like he wanted to take back the flash drive and like destroy the evidence.
What if he got like a message that was like, "Hey, meet me at the church for the blah, 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 and the la, 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 and flash drive." And so then he showed up, and then it was Spencer. And he was like, "Oh, crap, I'm going to have to do something about this," even though it's Spencer.
Yeah, I don't think he went there intending to kill Spencer. I think it just escalated when she starts accusing him of murder. And then he ends up, you know, with his hands on her at the edge of that railing thing.
Yes, he does a very poor job of trying to explain any of his side of anything here. Or maybe he does a better job of that in the full scene, and we don't, whatever, we only see part of it. So, like, fine. But And then, of course, we have to talk about the hooded figure.
Well, hold on.
Oh, please. Yeah.
One pro tip. If you are in a place, never run up. Don't run up the stairs. It's never a good idea. There's really hardly very few ways out, as exhibited here by the, we were on the floor of the church, and then all of a sudden we are at the top of the bell tower, where there is this kerfuffle, and then the hooded figure comes out. I just don't run up. I do think it's Toby in the hood.
Okay. Just wild guess or for a reason?
No, I mean, I think he's been positioning himself as this like vigilante type of, not vigilante, but like trying to want to help. And if Spencer, like if Spencer went there, she probably told him in that whole, like, I need a safe place to land. I never had a safe place to land thing. I'm going to go to this church and confront Ian about this stuff. He probably was like staking out the situation or not too far behind. So if they, you know, love each other, if you like, if they ship themselves.
Okay. I mean, I respect any theory because who knows?
We don't know. Yeah.
Even poison glasses, you respect the poison
glasses. I'm so in on poison glasses. You've no idea.
Todd, to be clear, what I meant was I respect any theory about who the hooded figure is.
Okay.
Because we don't know
what
that.
A stipulation. This whole podcast is for any wacko theory.
I'm just clarifying. There. Okay. What I'm going to say is I'll pick someone else because that's just more fun. But I have no idea. But I'm wondering, maybe the hooded figure was Allison. And Ian knows that Allison faked her own death, which is why he's not like, how are you alive? He's like, what are you doing here? So he's like, why are you showing up somewhere when you're like hiding out, faking your own death? And she was trying to protect her friend Spencer from Ian.
I love this. So I'm like, I don't know if this is palpable. I'm like smiling ear to ear. I was literally about to say the same thing, Lydia. I adore this theory. Allison is alive and was here. There was recognition on the part of Ian, because as we know, Ian and Allison heavily involved. We've seen the video infinite times now. We've seen nothing but that video for the past 22 episodes. This was for sure Allison here. Okay. And my only really evidence to prove that is like I'm you know, going through the scene kind of again and again and looking at the way that he's being thrown off. It's not like physically aggressive. Like it wasn't like a big feat of strength to like, you know, pick him up and throw him off. It was just sort of like almost a push or a shove. So I really think that anyone could have done this. Like, I don't think this was limited by any sort of strength requirement here. I agree, Lindy. This was Allison pushing him off. He's alive. Now, that being said, in terms of moving the body, that feels like a bigger
endeavor. We haven't gotten to that yet. So,
well, we're there.
Yeah, so we're there. So after seeing Ian like dangling from the rope, we cut to a police officer asking the girl if this is all some kind of joke. Because when the police went to check out, there was no one else in there. The girls go in and they see the bell rope swaying, but there's no Ian. Then outside, they all get a text message. Sleep tight while you still can, bitches. A.
Okay, so then maybe Toby moved the body.
Okay.
And he's going to think that Spencer did it.
So you think that Toby was the
well,
one?
Well, no, I'm convinced on that. Like, I see the A. Like, I see it. Like, I'm not, I just was throwing Toby out there as like a thing, but I
could be very well wrong. We have no, I mean, we don't
know. Okay, if we assume that it's Allison, then in the hood did figure. She's not in the hood, but she was the hooded figure. Then, okay, so falls. Oh my gosh, this happened. Call to Toby. Toby, you have to help me. Blah, 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 blah. And then helps to move Ian's body so that, like, still my theory of Toby is nearby. I do think that to be true. He had to be around. Especially with the call of safety on Spencer's part, from my perspective. At least. And then he's going to get implicated. There's going to be like some sort of forensic something that ties him back to the situation, and then it'll be bad luck for Toby.
All right, let me just throw out another. Let's just, you know, as we're like speculating here at the end of season one, what if Ian's not dead?
He just walked up by himself.
I don't know about by himself or even just walked out, but I'm just, you know, just like throwing stuff out there. We just like saw him. Obviously, we did not see him in the greatest of circumstances. I would not want to be Ian in that situation. That being said, I think the same rule that we applied to Allison should probably apply to Ian. We didn't see a body.
Well, okay. We kind of did. And here's what I think. I think you got to pick one. Either Allison's still alive or Ian's still alive, but it's not both.
Allison's still alive.
Why can't it be both, though?
Well, it could be, but
Why do I have to pick?
You don't. That's just my opinion. The show wouldn't fake two deaths at the same time.
What if it's like every season, Lindy? It's season two, two people have faked their death. Season three.
I mean, that would get predictable by season seven.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. This is so tough. Even if Ian is alive, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's like going to be alive. You know what I mean?
Nope.
No, I don't.
Sure like, don't.
He could be alive right now, but we know someone pushed him off. Okay, someone pushed him off. Allison pushed him off. Great. Ian didn't die in there and instead freed himself, ran off. But Allison, also Dark Horse, just throwing something else out there. Where's Mona in all of this?
Justice for Mona.
Just throwing out a name, you know? Just throwing out a name. Where's
what
Mona?
What about Garrett?
Where's Garrett? Where's Garrett? We saw other cops show up. Where's Garrett? Why is he sleeping on the job? What's going on here? Anyway, just throwing out names. What if A followed Ian out of the church and then killed him at that point to finish the job?
Okay.
And then used that as like a, I don't know. Maybe that's a future. I don't know. Maybe I'm off the deep end here.
I'm thinking the more I think about it, I think Melissa's A.
Oh.
And Allison pushed her man off the thing, but she was there and she rescued him.
And oh, now you mean they both. So Allison is there up at the top in the hood.
Yeah.
And then we've got Melissa also there because Ian was there.
Right. Yeah,
sure.
And then Melissa rescues Ian and after he falls.
Yeah, and then texts everyone, like, you know.
Sleep well, you can.
Sleep well, bitches.
Okay.
Don't come after my man.
Don't come after my man, even though my man is whoring it up with everybody, including, like, half of you.
What?
One of you. Allison, right? Yeah. He was without. Yeah. He was without.
Was yeah. with. Yes, currently.
Well, you know,
Melissa as that.
He could still currently be with Allison.
Okay, but Melissa, I'm gonna say, thinks Allison is dead, and so that's why she's pretending to be her in the form of A.
Ooh.
As this sort of like revenge, really being petty about the fact that Ian used to be with Allison.
Yeah,
she just can't let it go.
Are we like three levels too deep here? Could this just be
everyone
is absolutely actually dead and it's just Toby shoving him off and that's
not who we are.
Untested? Like, is there a world where this is just a lot easier than what we're talking about here? I don't know. I was right there with you, Lindy. This was Allison. I feel so strongly about this. Like, I feel like that has to be who that was. I think Ian could still be alive.
Will he be alive for long?
No, I don't think so. I think like this was an attempt to get rid of Ian. But like, even if I'm thinking about like what this was supposed to be in the church, right? Like, why are they in the church? Was this Spencer summoning Ian to tell him he knew? Like, is this church significant for some reason? Like, is this an important place that I'm not thinking about?
It didn't look like the church that they were in for the funeral. It looked like a different church.
Yeah.
Or what? Because
I don't know.
Really old looking church.
So, like, why are they there, right? Like, is it to confront about who called this meeting, right? Or was it, did A call it and summon them both and they didn't know why? Did Spencer call it? Did he, like, you know, why were they there? What did they think was going to happen? Like, if Spencer showed up knowing that it was going to be just Ian and she's accusing him of murder, what a stupid idea by Spencer. What a dumb thing that would be to do, right? And I don't think that Ian would tell Spencer to show up with the evidence because Spencer knows that it's Ian. She, like, is accusing him right then and there. So maybe this is, like, A is orchestrating a thing, and obviously we know someone else is there in the church because they shove Spencer, or I'm sorry, they shove Ian off. In my mind, Ian wasn't there to kill Spencer at all. Okay. Which then means, why was A there to kill Ian? Okay. And then Ian almost died, got away. A goes off, finds Ian who ran away, finishes the job, and then maybe frames somebody later in something. I don't know.
Quite the follow-up to, do you think we're thinking too much about this?
We're definitely thinking too much about this. That's all we do here, really. That's all this podcast is just wild speculation.
Yeah.
It really makes poison glasses seem so far within the realm of possibility that...
Does it, though?
I think it does, Todd. I think it does.
Lindy, though, what were you thinking? You were thinking something.
I was just, I'm just confused. But I was thinking, maybe I already said this, but I think... Okay, I think Melissa orchestrated the meeting in the church between Ian and Spencer. She wanted to see who would win because she's got this twisted mind, and this is her husband and her sister, and she's like, which one is smarter? Which one's going to win? Let me set this up. And so she watches from afar. And then when Allison intervenes as the hooded figure and pushes Ian off, it's not a fair fight. And so Melissa goes and rescues Ian.
Okay.
Yeah. Your silence indicates that that was the greatest theory you've ever heard.
I mean, anything could be possible.
I think that that is just as likely as anything that I have said today. So
yeah,
I'm down.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just know they're going to need a new bell. For the, like,
rope. Well, I think the bell works fine, really.
The bell. Yeah.
Yeah, the bell was still ringing after Ian disappeared.
You know?
So. I don't know.
What a wild season of a show that we really...
That did not end where I thought it was going to. I did not expect to be at a church at the end of all of this. But I guess it sort of like started in a church. Like there was the whole funeral part of it. So, okay. Yeah. We came around.
Where was their big sleepover thing? Where Allison got killed? Where did that happen again? What was that, a building?
The barn at Spencer's house.
That Melissa was gonna move into.
Exactly.
Oh! That's...
To cover up the evidence.
That's,
and like Spencer was like really mad that she was taking her spot. So
the smoking gun.
The smoking barn.
Oh, and then she's gonna be like, I can't be A, I'm having a baby.
Wow.
A baby. So they got a really interesting accent listed there at the end.
Wow. Not to like eulogize season one of the podcast too much, but this is easily the weirdest way that I've ever consumed a season of television. And it's simply not close. Like in no way have I ever consumed anything in this weird of a way. And I have loved every second of it. This has been so much fun. Yes.
And we're not done, folks. We are planning on coming back to give you season two of Previous Little Liars. So look out for us to come back soon to talk about season two, episode one recap of It's Alive. And until then,